This is just a quick information boo, really. I've decided to come out on Twitter in terms of my real name, because Colt Sievers is my name from my gaming community and my gaming sort of past. I still use it, obviously, in gaming, but I just used it for Twitter when I signed up, because that was all I knew, really, the gaming social life. And now that I am both self-employed and active on Twitter, I thought that it would be best if I had my real name, so I've changed it to Mark Spoth, at Mark Spoth. It's a shortened version of my real name, but it's just easier and takes up less letters. I've also set up a Mark Spoth account on Audioboo. Now, the reason for this is that I'm still going to use my Colt Sievers account on Audioboo, because I'm going to use it purely for mental health. I'm not sure about that, actually, thinking about it. Maybe I'll just use the my Mark Spoth account. I don't know, I haven't decided yet, but the whole point is that I'm going to be using Audioboo as a social media tool for in my professional life as well as my personal life now. And my whole Colt Sievers account obviously has a documentation of my mental breakdown and all the warts and all. And it was never meant to be something that I shared with future business people or anything professionally. And so there's obviously, I have a discretion and privacy concerns about that. I don't have privacy concerns in the sense that I don't mind if people know about my mental health background, but I don't want to thrust it in their face. So if they go to my profile, I don't want them to have to plough through to find anything other than mental health, because I did use it as a personal diary and never envisaged it being anything other than an archive. So Colt Sievers remains my archive, and you know, there's a certain nice compartmentalization for me about dropping it now. I've just moved out of London, I've got a brand new life, I've been here at least a month now, and I'm happy to say that I've had none of my mental health problems. I was obviously recovering, I've been recovering for 18 months since my breakdowns, but you know, I did expect to still have chronic anxieties and stress attack, panic attacks, that sort of thing, depressions. And I've certainly had less motivated days, but I wouldn't ever describe them as depression. And I've had vaguely anxious moments, but I've found it very easy to tell my mind to stop being a pain in the backside, you know, to kind of rationalize things, because there's so few stimulus around me and I'm in the beautiful countryside. I'm able to just kind of say, hold on, Mark, you're getting stressed now, you know, why are you letting that happen? Look at you, you're in the middle of beautiful countryside and you're building your vegetable garden, planting fruit trees, you know, it's paradise. So, yeah, it's important to me now to move on. I'm not going to be a denialist, you know. I'm signed up with the local GP now and I'm going to go and see them and tell them about everything, but and I'm medicated, of course, and I'll talk to them about possibly reducing that. Maybe not for another 6 months, though. Maybe let's just leave it for now, because whoever it was talked to me about the plasticity of the brain, offered me both. Well, they'll never know how significant that statement was. It might have been Tim Rowe, I'm not sure if you're listening to him. It's perfectly true. I mean, just the fact that I've been in a happy space for the past 4 or 5 weeks, it's becoming an unlearned behaviour to be uber anxious or stressed, and I can feel that my brain's getting more used to being just positive, well, happy. You know, not thing is, I'm an eternal optimist, really, and even with depression, I don't. Oh, no, I wasn't eternally optimistic then, but anyway, my brain's great, so, you know, I'm going to give myself every bit help I can to kind of move on, going to keep it at the right pace, I'm not rushing anything, got no worries, so, yeah, just slowly building a life now. I think it's. I mean, having said that, you know, I'm a very long way down the path compared to other people building lives. I've got a great, beautiful wife and a great house and my dog and, you know, everything's my family, everything that a lot of people don't have, I've got around me now, up here, back near in my home. I give myself every advantage, like I say. So I'm out as Mark Spofforth on Twitter and Audioboo. It's the same account on Twitter, so nothing has to change there, which is good. You can change your name, I didn't realise that. I've deleted Facebook because I don't actually get any benefit from it. I don't know why I keep an account there. Colt Seavers, no one can actually find me as Colt Seavers because nobody from school would know me as that, so I deleted it. So that's that, yeah. As I say, I'll still use this account, but I suspect less and less, because really this account will be specifically for my mental health diary. Whilst I'll continue to make entries because I want to be able to keep track of the status of my mind, for my own records now, my mind is as good as I'd want it to be, really. There's challenges occasionally, but I'm getting, well, I'm a lot better than I was in London at practicing the cognitive behaviour techniques to calm myself or to stop stressing or whatever. So yeah, the position is all good. I've been thinking what I might do next, and I've got some ideas, and I think it's going to be a portfolio career, to be honest with you, with various projects. But they will be taken at a good pace and not rushed into. I'm learning iPhone development still, but I have an app that I'm targeting myself to finishing, and that app will be, I would say, saleable, because it's niche and it's uber useful. So I'm excited about that. But everything else, you know, I mean, like, you know, I've got no kind of manic thoughts of being the next exciting startup, or I'm more interested in getting the vegetable patch growing, getting some nice fruit out there, and making sure I've got lots of tasty food to give guests when they arrive in the summer for barbecues and stuff. Oh, I'm going to go to obedience classes with Poppy. And then after that, probably... They do field training, sort of pointing for Poppy, it would be, because that's what she is, a pointer. She's a pointer and a retriever. But she already retrieves perfectly, so pointing training, that kind of thing. She loves chasing birds. It would be nice to calm her down so that she's a lot more focused and ignores everything but game. And even when she sees game, only points and doesn't go in. So that's what I'm going to do with her. So anyway, yeah, there's the update on how life is. It's great. If you want to follow me, you'll see the booze pop up on my Twitter account anyway, but it's Mark Spoff on Audioboo. All right, cheers.